It's the New York Mets meeting the Los Angeles Dodgers in the game brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry. Lindsey Nelson, Ralph Kiner, and yours truly, Bob Murphy, on hand to bring you every bit of the action. Yes, sir, the New York Mets are on the air in their first great season. Right now, the starting pitchers for tonight's game, Roger Craig of the New York Mets and Don Drysdale of the Dodgers, are loosening up down on the sideline. And right now would be a good time for you to check up on your supply of fine, cold Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, put some Rheingold on ice. It can add a lot to your enjoyment of tonight's game. Now, here is a beer with a clean taste, brisk and bright all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. And say, right now would be a good time to light up a Viceroy. Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right. Now it's just about game time. So settle back with a tall, cold glass of Rheingold, and we'll give you the starting lineup. For the New York Mets, it'll be Ashburn in center field leading off. Elio Chacon at short, batting second. Joe Christopher in right field, batting third. Frank Thomas in left field, hitting cleanup. Ed Boucher will be at first base, batting fifth. Charlie Neal will play second and bat sixth. Sammy Taylor catching and hitting seventh. Felix Mantilla playing third base, batting eighth. Pitching and batting ninth, Roger Craig. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, Maury Wills at short leading off. Jim Gilliam playing third, batting second. Willie Davis in center field, batting third. Tommy Davis in left field, batting cleanup. Ron Fairley will be at first base, hitting fifth. Frank Howard in right field, batting sixth. Johnny Roseboro behind the plate. Roseboro will hit seventh. Larry Burright will be at second base. Burright will hit eighth. Pitching and batting ninth, Don Drysdale. The umpires, Al Barlick behind the plate. Shank Crawford will be at first. Ed Vargo at second. And Doug Harvey will be at third. Right now, Casey Stengel out at home plate with the four umpires, along with the captain of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Duke Snyder. Well, we're going to have a little quiz for you right here before game time. So, Lindsay, if I say table, you'd say
chair.
And right now, if I say extra, you'd say
dry.
Right again. Now, if I say extra dry, you'd...
I'd say Rheingold beer. Rheingold extra dry beer.
Right all the way. Those two little words identify Rheingold beer. You see, extra dry tells you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Why Rheingold is brisk and bright and clean clear through. They also tell why millions of people every day say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Now, once again, Lindsay, if I say open up
or order up fine, cold Rheingold, enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold along with the game. Rheingold makes baseball just a little bit more wonderful.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, our national anthem. About set for action here at Dodger Stadium, a magnificent baseball plant if you have ever seen one. Casey Stengel talking for a moment with Al Barlick, and Casey, in just a moment, will be heading toward the dugout. This has been declared Casey's Finkelnight and many, many of Casey's wonderful friends from his town of Glendale, California, very close by, have been on hand tonight to pay tribute to Casey. Mrs. Stingle is here at tonight's ball game, and as you can well imagine, it is a happy return for Casey as he brings his New York Mets into the Dodger Stadium to tackle the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is the first of a three-game series. All three games will be night games. The broadcast time of all three will be 10:55 New York time. Following the three-game series here in Los Angeles, the New York Mets will have three games in San Francisco with a Saturday day game and a doubleheader on Sunday that will wind up the road trip. Right now, here are the Dodgers moving out to the field. The Dodgers have just swept the two-game series from the San Francisco Giants to take two king-size strides toward the top of the National League pennant race. And now moving out to the mound for the Los Angeles Dodgers will be hard-throwing Don Drysdale. The New York Mets are in the news today with the announcement that they have acquired a new left-hand pitcher. His name is Willard Hunter. He was in spring training with the Los Angeles Dodgers at Vero Beach and impressed manager Walter Alston to the extent that he stayed with the Dodgers until just before the cutdown date when he was sent to Omaha. For the last 2 years, he has led AAA in appearances as a left-hand relief pitcher, appearing in 70 games and 66 games the last 2 years. He's a 27-year-old southpaw from Reading, Pennsylvania, who stands 6'2 and weighs 180 pounds. And everyone you ask connected with the Los Angeles Dodgers has nothing but nice things to say about Willard Hunter, who will be joining the New York Mets on Friday. Right now, Richie Ashburn is moving up to step in and lead off against Don Drysdale in the opener of this three-game series. And, of course, the Dodgers will be coming into New York on Memorial Day for the doubleheader on May 30th. But right now, it's baseball here at Dodger Stadium on the West Coast. And all set to step in and describe every exciting play for you, here is Lindsey Nelson.
Thanks very much, Bob Murphy. Richie Ashburn stepping into the batter's box now to face tall, lean, side-arming right-hander Don Drysdale, who has a record of 5 victories and 3 losses. And the first game ever between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's the pitch. It swung on and fouled off down the third baseline. As Solly Hemus coaching at third tonight for manager Casey Stengel's Mets. And Cookie Lamagello, as usual, is coaching around at first. Defensively, Ron Fairley is at first base. Larry Burright is at second. Maury Wills is at short. And Jim Gilliam is around at third. Tommy Davis in left. Willie Davis in center. Frank Howard in right. His pitch is outside for a ball. Manager Walter Alston made a switch in his lineup just after batting practice tonight. He had Wally Moon out in right field initially, and that was the lineup posted on the scoreboard and announced on the PA here, but the change was made to Frank Howard just after batting practice. Here's a pitch outside to Richie Ashburn. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn now is batting 317 for the New York Mets. Was so successful in his pinch-hitting appearances that manager Casey Stengel checking back into center field and is giving rookie center fielder Jim Hickman a rest. Swinging a foul ball coming back. It's out of play. So it's a 2-2 count with Elio Chacon in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. Al Barlick, the umpire behind the plate. Jack Crawford at first, Ed Vargo at second, and Doug Harvey around at third. At Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles on Casey Stengel night, there were brief pregame ceremonies on this occasion. Here's a 2-2 pitch, swung on and popped down the third baseline. Going over his shortstop, Maury Wills chasing it into foul territory, and he hauls it down for the out. Richie Ashburn popping it down the line back at third in foul territory, taken over there by shortstop Maury Wills. One away in shortstop, Elio Chacon is coming up. Batting number 2 in manager Casey Stengel's batting order. As usual, Casey was besieged with newspaper reporters as he came onto the field tonight. They were asking him for a rundown of his team, and he was saying that in the Houston series just completed, Elio Chacon came up with some amazing defensive plays, as he did last night. He was all over the lot in Houston. Some astounding play at shortstop. Drysdale pitches in there for a call, strike 1. Tonight, Mayor Howard Peters of Glendale, along with Miss Glendale, presented Casey Stengel with a scroll before the start of the ballgame here. Here's a swing and a pop-up out towards shortstop. Jim Gilliam at third moves over and takes it for the out. So Chacon has popped out to Jim Gilliam at third. Two men out, nobody on. And Joe Christopher, batting number three in the batting order, is coming up. Joe Christopher has played two games with the Mets after having been recalled from Syracuse. He is a right-hand batter. This one is fouled on back of first. Coming back, he's catcher John Roseborough, hoping for a play along with first baseman Ron Fairley. There is no play. It's in the stands. So it's a strike one count to Joe Christopher, with Frank Thomas having moved into the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. The Mets insignia is inscribed there in plastic in the on-deck circle, and the Dodger insignia in the Dodgers on-deck circle. Dodger Stadium, brand new this season. It's a strike one count to Christopher at the plate. Drysdale with the pitch. Swung on and fouled off for strike two. Two men out and nobody on base for the New York Mets. Pitch missing outside for a ball. One and two to Christopher. He steps back out of the batter's box. Waits for the pitch from Don Drysdale. In there for a call, strike three. Struck him out. Caught him looking. An off-speed pitch, and Drysdale gets his first strike out of the evening, as the New York Mets are out in order in the top half of the first inning with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of one half inning of play in Los Angeles, California, the score is the New York Mets nothing and the Los Angeles Dodgers coming to bat. And Roger Craig is on the mound for the New York Mets. Made the trip in from Houston one day ahead in order to get a nice rest here in Los Angeles. Before working tonight, he has a season's record of 2 victories and 4 losses. Craig is making his 8th start and his 12th appearance this year. His last outing was in the role of a saver against the Braves, when he came on to retire Henry Aaron with the bases loaded to preserve a 9-6 win. Here's the pitch to switch hitter Murray Wills, who is batting left against the right-hander Roger Craig. It's high for a ball. In his last 19 in the third innings, Roger Craig has 19 strikeouts to his credit while walking only one batter. That pitch is in there for a called strike. This is, of course, the first time that Roger Craig has faced his former teammates, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Craig was a big man for the Dodgers in 2 pennant runs, 1955 and again in 1959. That pitch is in there for a called strike to Murray Wills. Craig is a control pitcher, of course, and says that his control is much sharper the more often that he works. Says that a long layoff upsets his timing and his control. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the right side. Craig has it, and he goes on to make the play unassisted. Craig took it on a high hop and had such momentum that he kept right on going over to the bag and made the play unassisted as Boucher stepped out of the way at the last moment. And Maury Wills has grounded out to the pitcher unassisted. And here is Jim Gilliam, also a switch hitter, batting left against right-hander Roger Craig. Jim Gilliam, who came to the major leagues initially, of course, with the Brooklyn Dodgers, and moved Jackie Robinson out of the second base position at that time. Sammy Taylor, the catcher tonight for the New York Mets, as Craig is into the windup, and the pitch to Gilliam, in there for a call, strike one. Swings the bat. On deck now, Willie Davis. Craig's pitch is low for a ball. 1-1. The Dodgers feel that they're on their way up, now 2.5 games out of first place, and they take on the Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies in their next 14 games. Pitch goes high for a ball. Dodgers play the Mets in this series, and then the Phils come in. And then the Dodgers come to New York to meet the Mets, and then they go on to Philadelphia. So they have 14 consecutive games against the Mets and Phils. 2 balls and 1 strike to count now to Jim Gilliam. Pitch is swung on a line down the left field line. It is a foul ball chased over by Frank Thomas. Defensively tonight, the New York Mets have Ed Boucher at first base, Charlie Neal at second, Elio Chacon at short, and Felix Mancia at third. Frank Thomas is in left, Richie Ashburn is in center, and Joe Christopher is in right. Sammy Taylor, the catcher, and Roger Craig, the pitcher. 2-2 the count to Jim Gilliam. Here's Craig's delivery, and it's swung on and fouled back. Out of play in the stands. Count holds it 2-2. As you Brooklyn fans will recall, when Gilliam came to the major leagues, he was called Junior Gilliam. But it stayed around long enough to get rid of that handle. Very rarely referred to as Junior anymore. It's Jim Gilliam. Craig's 2-2 pitch. It's high for a ball. It's out full now. 3-2 to Gilliam. It's a good eye up there. Craig takes a moment to get the sign from Sammy Taylor. Takes off one. Now it's set for the payoff pitch to Gilliam. It's on the way. And it's inside ball four. You walked him. So Gilliam goes down to first for the base on balls off Roger Craig. And that brings up Willie Davis. Left-hand batter and a speedster. Davis has been ripping the baseball this season for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Pitch is high away for a ball. The Dodgers have one batter in the top 10 in the National League, and it is Willie Davis, who's batting 341. The Mets also have one batter in the top 10 in the National League. It's Frank Thomas, who's hitting 328. Davis has a world of speed. He has stolen 11 bases in 13 attempts this season and uses that speed frequently to scratch a hit or to stretch an in-betweener for two or three bases. As a throw over to first, Gilliam is back safely. Tommy Davis has now moved into the on-deck circle for the Dodgers. Over to first. He's back safely, but a close play there. An extremely close play as Jim Gilliam went diving back in, and Ed Boucher put the ball on him at Shag Drive at the umpire at first, and he got back safely. Time called on that first for a moment. As Boucher and Jim Gilliam are getting straightened out. Ball one, still the count to Willie Davis at the plate with one man out. Pitch is inside for a ball. 2-0. The Dodgers lead the major leagues in stolen bases with 46 in 59 attempts in 40 games. They like to run. They have been successful in their last 14 attempted stolen bases, all on this homestand. Gilliam had two of those. He's on it first right now. Throw over to first, and Gilliam again gets back safely. Here at Dodger Stadium this entire season, the Dodgers have attempted 33 stolen bases, and they have stolen 30. Another throw over to first. Now two balls and no strikes on Willie Davis. Here's pitch swung on and foul back onto the screen. It's 2-1. Maury Wills and Willie Davis ranked 1-2 in the league in stolen bases. Maury Wills was thrown out in his first attempt at a stolen base this season, and since then has stolen 19 straight. His pitch swung on and grounded back to the front of the plate, taken by Taylor. Fires on to first base in time. That moves Gilliam to second. A little number dribbled right out in front of the plate, taken out there by Sammy Taylor. He fired on to Boucher at first, in time to get Willie Davis. Gilliam moves to second, two men out. And here comes Tommy Davis. Tommy Davis has a .606 slugging percentage this season with 94 total bases and 155 times at bat. His runs batted in total of 40 is second best in the league, just behind Orlando Cepeda's 43. Here's the pitch to Tommy Davis, in there for a call strike. Tommy Davis is Brooklyn-born, of course. Big right-hand batter. Pitch goes high. It's 1-1 now to Tommy Davis. He leads the Dodgers in home runs with 10. Frank Thomas, of course, leads the Mets in home runs with 11. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. And the first game of a three-game series between the Dodgers and the Mets. Craig is into the stretch. Gilliam leads at second. Here's the pitch swung, and it's a ground ball to short. Elio Chacon, one-handed, throws on the run in the dirt. Pulled out of there by Ed Boucher in time for the out. Ed Boucher with a nice catch, digging the ball up out of the dirt where it was thrown on the run by Elio Chacon. But in time to get Tommy Davis from short to first and retire the side. So in the bottom half of the first inning, the Los Angeles Dodgers got no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left. And at the end of one full inning of play, the score is the New York Mets nothing and the Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. And now to bring us up to date on scores of other games around the majors today and tonight, here is Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay, at the end of 4.5, the Houston Colt 45s lead Cincinnati 1-0. Ken Johnson for Houston, Bob Purkey 7-0 on the year, pitching for the Reds. At the end of 7, Pittsburgh out in front of St. Louis 6-2. Hattie started, Sturtevant on in the 7th. Jackson, McDaniel, and now Ferrassi for the Cardinals. After 7.5, the Milwaukee Braves lead the Chicago Cubs 4-2. Warren Spahn trying for his 5th victory. Anderson has replaced Hobby. Here are the warm-ups at San Francisco. Mahaffey for the Phillies against Mike McCormick of the Giants. In the American League in afternoon action, the Yankees hit 4 home runs, including 2 by rookie Joe Pepitone, and home runs by Johnny Blanchard and Phil Lenz to beat Kansas City 13-7. Ed Charles and Manny Jimenez homered in the game for Kansas City. At the end of 7, the White Sox lead Cleveland 4-3. Juan Bizarro replaced by Zanny Donovan 7-0, pitching for Cleveland right now, Cleveland trailing by a run. At the end of 8 innings, Washington out in front of the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 7-1 with Pete Burnside pitching against Jim Donahue in relief. The Tigers and Orioles rained out. In a day game, the Red Sox snapped an 8-game losing streak. They beat Minnesota 6-1. Earl Wilson the winner with Dick Raddatz in relief. The losing pitcher was Don Lee. Okay, Lindsay.
Thanks very much, Bob Murphy. Frank Thomas steps into the batter's box to lead off for the Mets here in the top half of the second inning. And Don Drysdale called catcher John Roseboro out to check with him on a sign of 2. And now umpire Al Barlick is being called out as well and is taking a look at the baseball as Drysdale is rotating it there in his hand, and Barlick looking sort of over his shoulder at the ball. Roseboro has come on back, taking his place behind the plate, and now Barlick comes on back, and Don Drysdale goes back to the mound. Over the last three seasons, Drysdale has fanned 670 batters. Pitch is low and away to Thomas for ball one. 1959 and 60, Drysdale had a two-year record of 488 strikeouts. That's a modern major league record, national league record, for a two-year span, and it broke to the old mark of Christy Masterson set in 1903 and 4. That pitch is in there for a call strike to Frank Thomas. So Don Drysdale is a man who can fire the baseball. Said that he was bothered during the years at the Coliseum by that screen out there in left field, but he has plenty of room here. There's a swing and a miss. One and two. 330 feet right down to the foul pole at the left field corner, and also 330 to the foul pole in the right field corner. But it dips away sharply to 370. Then on out to 380 in straightaway left field, 390 in left center, 410 in straightaway center. Here's a swing and a fly ball going out to second base on the edge of the grass. Larry Burright, and he takes it for the out. Frank Thomas pops one to Burright. The right side of the bag at second, one away. And first baseman Ed Boucher is coming up. Boucher, one of three left-hand batters that the New York Mets have in the batting order tonight. Ashburn, Boucher, and Sammy Taylor against right-hander Don Drysdale. Drysdale came up to the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1956. That first year he won five and lost five, but the next year, 57, he won 17 games and lost only nine for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The pitch to Boucher in there for a call strike. Charlie Neal now on deck. Drysdale's pitch swung in as a ground ball to the right side. Taken by Ron Fairley, placed to Drysdale covering. He's out, and Drysdale slips down. And the call is safe, as apparently he missed the bag as he went by. Drysdale apparently missed the bag as he went by, and the call is safe on Boucher. There was a ground ball to the right side taken by Fairley. He started to play it to Drysdale, and just as he got to the bag, he slipped down, and the call is safe at first base. The throw there in time, but apparently he was not there because the call is safe and Boucher is out at first base. That will bring up Charlie Neal. One man out and a runner at first for the New York Mets. Pitch is in there for a called strike. It is an error on Drysdale. The scoring is error on Drysdale. Just now flashed on the play of Boucher's ground ball. An error on Drysdale. It's a tough official scorer's decision to make. Ground ball back to Drysdale. He goes to Murray Wills. He's out at second to throw to first. He's out there. Double play. Charlie Neal hitting into a double play. Went from Murray, from Don Drysdale to Murray Wills to Ron Fairley. And the Mets are out in the top half of the second with no runs. On no hits, there was one error and nobody left. In the one and one half innings of play, the score is the New York Mets nothing and the Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. Coming up now, a musical pitch with an interesting switch.
This is Tito Rodriguez for Rheingold Extra Dry.
Rheingold El Brindis Perfecto. Para todos, familia y amigos. De sabor sin igual, la cerveza ideal. Tome Rheingold, bien fría y vera.
In Spanish, it's magnífica. In English, it's great. In any language, it's Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is brewed longer and slower for flavor that's clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry, tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, that dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor sweet. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
We We're going down to the bottom half of the second inning, and Ron Fairley, Frank Howard, and John Roseborough will be up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers, of course, will come into the Polo Grounds for a big holiday doubleheader with the Mets on Memorial Day. Brooklyn has not exactly deserted the Dodgers because Sandy Koufax, one of the very fine pitchers in baseball, was Brooklyn-born. So was Tommy Davis, one of the Dodger outfield stars, and they'll be coming in with the Dodgers to New York on Memorial Day. Here is the pitch now to Fairley, and it's driven out in the left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas over up with it, relays it back into Elio Chacon, and turning and holding it first is Ron Fairley. Hanging out the first base hit of the ballgame, right out over the head of Elio Chacon and dipping into left field. So now, the Dodgers have a runner at first, and Frank Howard, fabulous Frank Howard, coming up. He came to the Major Leagues, of course, with a tremendous reputation for distance clouding. Has never quite lived up to the reputation, but is still capable on any given occasion of giving the baseball a ride. 6'7" tall, 250-pounder. Pitch is low and away for a ball. The Los Angeles Dodgers have tried all sorts of things with Frank Howard to improve his batting prowess. They've tried to teach him the strike zone a little better. They had him in spring training at one time hitting absolutely flat-footed to see if that would steady him down a little bit, keep him from lunging. This one is popped up to shortstop, and Elio Chacon is calling for it. He makes the catch for the out, barely holding it first. One away, and catcher John Roseborough is coming up now. The Los Angeles Dodgers have Greg Malevi coaching at first base, and Leo DeRocher is coaching around at third. DeRocher, of course, will be coming back to familiar haunts when he comes to the Polo Grounds with these Los Angeles Dodgers on Memorial Day to take on the Mets. Fairley gets back safely to first base. John Roseborough with a line shot into the glove of Elio Chacon at shortstop. But Fairley, off only a few steps at first, managed to get back safely. There was no throw to first. Two men out, and Larry Burright, the second baseman, coming up. He's getting a hand, and well, he should, for the way that he's been ripping the baseball since he was inserted in there at second base. Possum Burright is now hitting 365, right-hand batter. At first base, Fairley leads. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike one. Roger Craig on the mound tonight for the New York Mets. Burright has taken over at second base, the position vacated when Charlie Neal went from the Dodgers to the Mets. His pitch is in there for a called strike two. Roger Craig gets two quick strikes. This is Casey Stengel night here at Dodger Stadium with quite a delegation on hand from Glendale. Craig stepped off the rubber and fairly went back to first base. Now he takes a short lead as again Craig is up and into the stretch position. Pitch swung on and popped up to the right side. Coming in is right fielder Joe Christopher. He's underneath waiting, and Christopher takes it for the out. So Burright has flied out to Christopher in short right field. In the bottom half of the second, the Los Angeles Dodgers got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of two full innings of play in Los Angeles, California, the score is the New York Mets nothing and the Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
At the 810 spot on your radio dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. We'd like to remind you that on July 14th, there's going to be quite a day at the Polo Grounds in New York, an all-star cast for the old-timers game. Players of the all-New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers who participated in that dramatic pennant playoff of 1951 are being invited. And the first two acceptances are in. They are from two of the players who were, of course, most vitally involved, Bobby Thompson, whose three-run homer in the ninth inning of the third playoff game won the pennant for the Giants, and Ralph Branca of the Dodgers, who was the pitcher that Thompson hit the ball off. Of course, the Mets will be playing the Dodgers that day, and Leo DeRocher will be there with the Dodgers. He was the manager of the Giants in that playoff series. Duke Snider, the captain of the Dodgers, will be on hand. Of course, he was with the Dodgers, opposing DeRocher's team at the time. So for all you baseball fans in New York, mark it on your calendar, Old Timers Day, July 14th. Right now, as we go to the top half of the third inning, coming in here, Bob Murphy.
Thank you, Lindsay. It will be Sammy Taylor leading off against Don Drysdale. Sammy's bat came to life in the Houston series, which was a well-pitched and a low-scoring series. He had 4-for-7 in the series. Now Drysdale into his windup pitches. Blazing fastball taken high. One ball, no strikes. Felix Mantilla out in the on-deck circle, and then Roger Craig. Willie Davis, the center fielder, shaded a bit toward left center against Taylor, a left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. Whacked foul back toward the crowd. This will be out of play. One ball, one strike. Now to Sammy Taylor. Tomorrow night, Johnny Padres is the probable hurler for the Dodgers and Bob Miller for the New York Mets. Now Johnny Roseboro setting up the target. In comes the pitcher. Grounder off the leg of Drysdale. Picked up by Wills. Thrown to first in time, getting Sammy Taylor. One away, nobody on. Sammy Taylor thrown out by Maury Wills. Now Felix Mantilla hitting, checks the swing and accidentally fouls the ball into the dirt. One strike count. Drysdale will get an assist on Sammy Taylor. The ball went off his leg and out towards shortstop, where Maury Wills came up with it in time to get Taylor. Three-quarter arm fastball hit on the ground down the first baseline, foul. Grabbed by first baseman Ron Fairley, and the count now on Mantilla is two strikes. Felix still over the 300 mark, hitting a 305. Beautiful night for the opener of this three-game series. Sally Hemus coaching at third, Cookie Lavagetto at first. Breaking ball taken way outside by Felix. He tried to get him to go for a bad pitch. One ball and two strikes. In comes the pitch to Mantilla, and it's fouled back toward the crowd. This will be out of play. So Felix stays in there with a one ball, two strike count. Particularly for the right-hand hitters. He won't come up against two tougher right-handers in two nights than the Mets have faced last night and tonight in Dick Farrell and now Don Drysdale. Two of the hardest throwers in National League Baseball. Drysdale, a particular thorn in the side of the right-handers because he deals with that wicked sidearm delivery. He holds up at his strength three call. Fastball over by Drysdale, and Mantilla is called out. That is the second strikeout for Don Drysdale, and it'll bring up Roger Craig.
Number 38, the pitcher, Roger Craig.
Roger getting a hand as he comes out to hit. Roger was very popular on the Dodger ball club, and quite a reunion for Roger Craig, as well as Gil Hodges and Charlie Neal, who come back in here in the meeting on the West Coast against the Dodgers. Of course, of all the Dodger players, none more popular, more respected than Gil Hodges. One ball, no strikes to Roger Craig. Two outs, nobody on, top of the third inning. That's over, a fastball for a strike. One ball, one strike. They kept the pitching chart on Dick Farrell in the game last night in Houston. He threw 140 pitches, and 121 were fastballs. Bounding ball hit towards second to his right, Larry Burright. He snags the hop, throws to Ron Fairley, and the side is out.
No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And now at the end of 2.5 innings, the score, the Mets nothing and the Dodgers nothing. Coming up now, jazz, smooth, suave, and sweet. Listen.
My beer is Rhine Gold, it's dry beer. Think of Rhine Gold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet, it's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try it? Just try Rhine Gold beer.
The song says, people everywhere sing out, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. And dry tells you why. Yes, sir, dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. But discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy it along with the game. Now, Don Drysdale will be first up against Roger Craig in the last half of the third inning. Don has 8 for 23. He's hitting 348. Drysdale, big and strong. And you have to be careful with him. The outfield plays him deep and around toward left. He holds up, and it's outside, ball one. OE attendance, as you would imagine, has been amazing with this new stadium. They have drawn an average of 40,000 for their last five games. Outside and low. Craig going behind on Drysdale now, 2-0, and so Drysdale gets out of there to get the sign from Leo DeRocher. Pitching 2-0. He holds up and takes, and the curve is over for a strike. Two balls, one strike. Leo coaching at third, facing up and down. And, of course, Leo will have as many, if not more, memories than anyone on the old-timers game at the Polo Grounds on July 14th. Breaking ball outside and low. 3-1 now to Don Drysdale. Dodger pitching held the San Francisco Giants to two runs in the two-game series concluded last night. 3-1 delivery, slow grounder, tapped foul off to the left. No play, and it's 3-2. First few outings this year, Rogers' control was not what it normally is. He had his problems. But he has more than had it straightened out for well over 2 weeks and has been pitching excellent. Tall Roger, who thrives on a lot of work. 3-2 delivery. Bounding ball back to the mound. Easily taken by Roger Craig. Now he throws the first in time for the out. He made Drysdale run that one out. The crowd got quite a kick out of it. Roger just stood there and held the ball, made sure that Drysdale got a little running in before he fired that ball over to Ed Boucher. One away, nobody on. Now the top of the batting order for Maury Will. Will sitting at 229. The Dodger trademark is their speed. When they talk about pitching to the Dodgers, they always say, whatever you do, don't walk them. Now Mantilla comes in close at third. Craig out of his wind-up pitches. He runs up as if to bunt, then takes it, and it's over. Strike one call. Jim Gilliam on deck, then Willie Davis. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Beautiful breaking ball in the outside corner. He tried to reach and failed to get. Maury Wills cocks the bat. The pitch by Craig. A line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn up with it, takes it back into Elios Cohen. Maury Wills is on. He hit a two-strike pitch on a line into center field. That brings up Jim Gilliam, batting at 268. Maury Wills, National League, number one base stealer, now on first. You'll be watching especially careful at this point. In comes the pitch, outside and low, ball one. You won't find a better right-hand pitcher in the National League at picking runners off first than Roger Craig. So it's an interesting duel here with Wells on first and Craig on the mound. First. And a throw to first by Roger. He didn't fire that one over there. He just turned and kind of lobbed it to Ed Boucher. Now Craig makes the stop. Throws to first. Safe on a close one. That's the second time in the game Craig just about have had a man picked off. He made a quick move. He came to that full stop and then just suddenly whirled and really fired it over to Ed Boucher. One ball, no strikes to Jim Gilliam. A throw to first, and he dives back, tagging the bag with his hand once again. The way you have to work against the Dodgers' speed, you've got to keep them close. Crowd chanting, go, go to Maury Wills. And now he lobs this one over to Ed Boucher. Wills has been successful 18 straight times in stealing. He's stolen 19 already this year to lead the National League. He's been thrown out only once. Throw to first. Oh, he's safe on a close one. Second time, Roger Craig kicks that leg high in the air. He really thought he had him. That's the second time Craig has come just as close as you can come and not pick him off. Roger kicked that dirt in disgust. He thought he had him. Now the crowd yelling, go, go, as Wills leads off the pitch. And it's off the outside corner, ball two, 2-0. You've got to have a lot of poise and a lot of know-how and a lot of control when the Dodgers get their real burning speed on the baseline. Now Craig taking a sign from Sammy Taylor. One out, Maury Wills on first. No score. We're in the last of the third inning. Now he throws to first, this time not with any real intent. Craig up in pitching position, delivers. In there for a strike. 2-1 now on Junior Gilliam. Every year, the Dodgers go to spring training. They always write that Gilliam will be a utility man and that somebody else will take over the regular role. And every year when the season opens, Gilliam is right there in that starting lineup and stays there just about all year long. Now, throw to first by Roger. He is really giving Maury Wills a workout. And vice versa. Throw to first. Safe. He had to hurry back that time. 2-1 the count on Jim Gilliam. But all of the attention is directed on Roger Craig and Maury Wills. And now Gilliam gets out of that batter's box to break the tension a little bit. No score in the last half of the third inning. The pitch on the way. Just missed the outside corner, and now Craig is behind on the hitter. Three balls and a strike. Willie Davis waiting on deck with Tommy Davis to follow. Infield shortened up at double play depth. The outfield straight away. A throw to first again by Roger. Not in time as Maury Wills gets back. Count 3-1. And a throw to first again. Once again, Maury Wills scampers back. Roger now is thrown over there about six times. There he goes, but time had been called. Time had been called. And Roger Craig comes down off the mound. This might be a balk called on Roger. Let's wait and see.
It may be a balk call, and apparently it is. Called by the plate umpire, Al Barlick, and Craig came storming down off the mound. Roger didn't like the call at all. It was a 3-1 delivery, and Al Barlick called a balk on Roger Craig. I believe he called it on him for failing to come to a full stop before pitching to Jim Gilliam. He's going to make that full one-second stop. And so Maury Wells is on second on the balk. 3-1, the count on Jim Gilliam. Pickoff play at second, no throw is made. Helio Chacon dashing in. But when Roger Craig realized that Maury was back there, he didn't bother to throw. Now the stretch by Craig. 3-1 pitch. Fouled back toward the crowd and out of play. And now it's 3-2. Sammy Taylor walking slowly out toward the mound to give Roger a chance to rest for a moment. He's had a lot of work to do. And the work that he did in trying to hold Maury Wells at first base. The umpires have a job on their hands to watch the pitchers closely against a running ball club because the pitchers like to change everything around so the runners can't read them. Count 3-2. Here's the pitch. And it's a drive in the air to left center field. After it is Ashburn. He dives, can't catch it. It's off his glove. On his way to second base is Kelly in the throw. The slide, safe at second, and the runner's in. Diving attempt by Richie Ashburn on the run in left center field. He was cutting into the alley in left center and coming in on a sinking drive. Richie left his feet, tried to shoestring it with a head-first dive, partially blocked the ball, couldn't catch it, and by the time Thomas, the backup man on the play, could fire the ball in, Gilliam goes into second with a run-scoring double, and the Dodgers go out in front 1-0. A run batted in for Jim Gilliam. Now the hitter is Willie Davis. Ground ball slashed to second, Neal grabs it on a hop. Throws to Boucher in time, getting Willie Davis as Gilliam moves over to third. Now there are two away, a runner, Jim Gilliam, on third. And the hitter will be Tommy Davis, the cleanup batter. Tommy Davis hitting at 308. He had the big bat in the Giant-Dodger series. He hit home runs in both games to provide the margin of victory. That's with the infield back, Gilliam on third, two men down. Last half of the third, Dodgers won, Mets nothing. The outfield deep and swung around toward left. Breaking ball over, caught the outside corner, bending away from Tommy Davis, strike one. Ballpark is symmetrical, 370 to left and right. Now the pitch. In the dirt, Sammy Taylor digging it out. One ball, one strike. 410 feet straight away in center. In left center and in right center, the distance ranges from 380 to 390. Breeze, not very strong. Blowing out in favor of the hitters. Craig with a 1-1 count, winds and pitches. Outside and low, it's ball two. 2-1 now on Tommy Davis. Tommy Davis, feet close together, standing well back from the plate. Helio Chacon plays him over toward the hole at short. Mantilla guards the line. A pop-up out behind the mound toward second. Helio Chacon gliding over. And near second, Helio makes the catch for the out, and the side is retired. For the Dodgers, in their half of the third, they get one run on two hits. No errors and one left on. And now at the end of three, the score, the Dodgers one and the Mets nothing. Memorial Day, May 30th, the opening of the exciting homestand for the New York Mets. They will be playing seven games in 5 days against the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. Memorial Day, always one of the biggest days across the land. We're looking forward to a big crowd as the Dodgers come in for that Memorial Day doubleheader. It'll be a night game with the Dodgers on Thursday night, May 31st. Then the Giants will be coming in with Willie Mays and Alvin Dark and all the gang for a night game on Friday night, June 1, a big doubleheader on Saturday, June 2nd, and a day game on Sunday the 3rd. Tickets are on sale, not only for the homestand that opens on Memorial Day, but for all of the games at the Polo Grounds. At the events ticket window on 8th Avenue at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station at the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, and the Long Island Waiting Room in the Penn Station. So we hope you're making your plans now to see Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, and all of the Giants as they come in, as well as the Dodgers when they come in on Memorial Day. You know, lots of fans are switching to the Mets, and lots of fans are switching to Viceroy's for the taste that's right. Now the fourth inning, and Richie Ashburn is up against Drysdale. Big Don out of his land of deals a darter that's inside of the knees. One ball, no strikes. Richie 0 for 1, fouled out to short his first time up. That's in there at the knees for a strike. Richie now needs 32 base hits to reach that coveted 2,500 mark. Drysdale deals a line drive hit down the left field line. Will it stay fair? It does. It's a base hit. It gets by the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Richie's on his way to second. He's around second, digging for third. Willie Davis backs up, pegs the ball in. A three-base hit for Richie Ashburn. Richie Ashburn, a real artist at hitting those line drives to the opposite field. He hit the ball hard. He nailed it right down the left field line. Tommy Davis elected to gamble instead of going back. He came across and tried to grab the ball on the run near the line. It got by him, then rolled with the curve of the grandstand and had to be backed up in left center field by Willie Davis. And now Richie Ashburn is on third. Nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Dodgers ready to concede a run. They play the infield back. And Elio Chacon steps in. Only Gilliam at third is in. He's even with the bag wide of the line. He bunts it, and it's foul. Off to the right, no play. That wasn't a suicide squeeze. Richie was coming down with a lead, but holding up to be sure. Now Big Don Drysdale getting a sign from Johnny Roseboro. Elio Chacon waiting. Inside and high, he had to wiggle and get out of the way in a hurry. Way inside, that one almost sticked him. Elio had to jump back and get out of the way. Count 2-1 now on Elio Chacon. Drysdale eyes the lead runner Ashburn at third. Now winds and pitches. A broken bat pop-up toward the mound. Who's going to get it? Roseboro makes the catch and almost climbs up on Don Drysdale's knee. Ball wasn't high in the air, and Drysdale thought he might have to take it, so he came down off the hill after it. Roseboro got to it. Drysdale, the type of pitcher that can really overpower you at times. One away, Ashburn on third, Joe Christopher the batter. It's all over tonight in St. Louis. The Pittsburgh Pirates cooled off the St. Louis Cardinals on the pitching of Harvey Haddix to win 6-3. Larry Jackson the loser. Ken Boyer hit the game's only home run. Now the Dodgers bring the infield into within about three strides of the edge of the grass where they could make a play at the plate. The wind-up pitched by Drysdale. A line smash through the box. A base hit for Christopher. That ties the game. Richie spikes the plate coming in. Joe Christopher ties up the game with a smash through the box in the center field to get his first RBI. tied 1-1 now in the top of the fourth inning. Christopher driving in Ashburn. The hitter is Frank Thomas. Frank hitting at 326 to rank among the top 10. A throw to first, not in time, but Christopher had to plunge headlong to the bag. Now Drysdale up in pitching position. A throw to first. Once again, Christopher has to go sprawling to get back. And we've got a duel going between Don Drysdale and Roger Craig to see who can pick a man off first in this game tonight. Infield and the outfield around toward left.
Thomas, it's a high fly ball to left field. It's right down the line. Back to the Barry Gustavus. He reaches up and he makes the catch. He took a home run away from Frank Thomas.
Took a home run away from Frank Thomas. He went right up against the field box railing. He draped himself over the railing and took the ball out of the seats with a one-handed grab. And he takes a two-run homer away from Thomas on a fine play. It's Boucher, the batter. Throw to first, not in time. Right down the line to the foul pole at 330 feet. But it's a curve at that point and very drastically fades away to a quick 370. But it was right down the line, and right at the foul pole, he leaned over the railing and took it out of the seats. Throw to first. Christopher back in first again. Just a matter of inches more, and that ball was out of the reach of Tommy Davis for a home run. He was back as far as he could go. He reached as high as he could. Now Ed Boucher waiting. Joe Christopher on first, two down. In comes the pitch. And it's a strike on the outside corner. And we've got quite a ball game unfolding tonight here at Dodger Stadium. Los Angeles went out in front 1-0 in the last of the third inning. The Mets have come right back to tie it up in the top of the fourth. Pitch out, but nothing was on. Johnny Roseborough thought the Mets might be running on it. And he had Drysdale pitch out. One ball, one strike to Ed Boucher. Dodgers playing Boucher to pull. They have Maury Wills way over toward second. And they have the third baseman, Gilliam, over toward the shortstop hole. Throw to first. Safe. Another headlong plunge by Joe Christopher. Now Drysdale makes the stop. Here's the pitch. There goes Christopher. Pitch outside. The peg to second. The slide. Out at second base. Maury Wills putting the tag on Joe Christopher. And on a very close play at second, he is thrown out by Johnny Roseborough. So the Mets are out in their half of the fourth inning. An exciting top half of the fourth. One run, two hits, no errors, none left on. And now at the end of 3.5 to score, the Mets won and the Dodgers won. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I was at the races and the track was fast and the horse's eye back ran dead last. I couldn't believe it, but the gal next to me had just finished picking 3 out of 3. It was plain to see I could use some advice. So I offered her a smoke, just to break the ice. She said,
I only smoke filters, but some are so mild you can hardly taste them.
And I just smiled. I said, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Now when I go to the track, I win. Because I bring along my next of kin.
Ah, that's right.
So I want you to know, and I'll take all bets, if you smoke all 7 filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, we've got a little sing-along going on here at Dodger Stadium right now. All the fans joining up while the teams are changing sides. And now Ron Fairley steps in against Roger Craig. Pitching there for a call strike. Curly lined a base hit to the opposite field his first time up. Curly hitting at 250. They play him as a pull hitter, swung around to right. Line smash into right center, a base hit beyond the reach of Charlie Neal. Christopher up with the ball in right field, whips it back in, not a meal. That gives Ron Fairley two for two. Fairley had a big year for the Dodgers last season. Now here's Frank Howard, the right fielder. Howard hitting at 242. Hit an infield pop fly caught by Elio Chacon, his first time up. For the Dodgers, the single by Fairley is their fourth hit. Pitched by Craig. Ground ball hit toward the hole, into left field, beyond the reach of Elio Chacon. And the Dodgers have runners on first and second. Hard ground ball. Had Elio been able to reach it, he would have had a good shot at two. But the ball was hit too hard and went into left. Now Roger Craig finds himself in a jam in the last of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second, nobody out. And Johnny Roseborough stepping in. Roseborough hit a hard line drive that was caught by Chacon his first time up. Roseborough hitting at 278. Now Roger Craig looking in to take his sign from Taylor. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's a strike. Larry Burright, the rookie second baseman, waiting on deck. Outfield deep for Roseborough and around to right. A line drive punched down the left field line, foul. Now while everybody is retracing their steps to get back on the foul ball, we'll take time to pause for station identification. Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Two strike count on John Roseborough. Fairley on second, Howard on first. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Chacon runs over. Steps on second, throws to first, double play. Double play with Elio Chacon going to his left to handle the grounder, running about three steps and then firing on to Boucher. Ron Fairley moving over to third. Now the Dodgers have Fairley on third, two down, and the hitter is the rookie, Larry Burright. Well, two home runs in the ninth inning brought Cleveland from behind tonight, and they beat the White Sox 5-4, with Dick Donovan winning his eighth game. Strike called to Larry Burright. It was on the strength of a promising youngster named Larry Burright that the New York Mets were able to get Charlie Neal. And Burright certainly has been coming through. In 14 games as a starter, he's hitting .400. Larry Burright, right-hand batter waiting. The pitch by Craig. He holds up on the swing. It's in the dirt. One ball and one strike. That Cleveland game is all over. Two home runs in the ninth by Al Leplow and by Chuck Asigian, who's having a fabulous year. And the Indians beat the White Sox 5-4. Donovan winning his eighth without a setback. Red Allen relieved in the ninth. The loser, Dom Sani, who relieved starter Juan Pizarro. In a day game, the Yankees beat Kansas City 13-7. Joe Pepitone hit two home runs. Phil Lenz hit one. And Johnny Blanchard hit one. Clevenger was the winner, and Diego Segui was the loser. Just off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike on Larry Burright. Game tied 1-1. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. Pitched by Roger Craig. He checks swing and a slow batter. It might be hard to get him. Boucher flips to Craig. He is out at first base to retire the side. Roger Craig at first broke to try for the ball, realized he couldn't get there, and then he had to really give it all he had in order to get over to first base to cover in time on the throw from Ed Boucher. So it was a fine job of clutch pitching by Roger Craig. Fairley and Howard opened with base hits, but the Dodgers failed to score. No runs, two hits. No errors, one left on. And now at the end of four, the score, the New York Mets won, and the Los Angeles Dodgers won. Folks, we're sure you'll find that following the amazing Mets, whether they're home or away, is going to be a lot more fun if you have in your sports library the 1962 Mets official yearbook. You know, this book with the attractive cover has the complete histories of manager Casey Stengel, the coaching staff, and all the Met players. It's on sale at the Polo Grounds during the home games, or it may be obtained for your convenience simply by mailing 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Right here on the West Coast, we go along to the fifth inning now, and Ed Boucher will be coming out to lead off against Don Drysdale. All set to step in now and follow all the action for you. A fellow mighty happy to have a chance to get back on the West Coast and have a visit with his family, because they won't be able to join him in New York until school is out, but that won't be too far off. Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob, and it certainly was nice to see the kids again.
Well, we're all set to go. It's Ed Boucher against Don Drysdale. And Drysdale's first pitch is topped down towards first base. Fairly up with the ball. Goes over to first. Has to get out of the way of Drysdale. Trips him as he goes by, and he makes the dagger first. Drysdale had to hurdle over the foot of Fairly as he tagged a bag, and he went sprawling, and he's up, and he's okay. But Boucher is down, one man out. That's the second time that Drysdale's had trouble at first base. The first time he came over to cover, he missed the bag and fell down. Ed Boucher down, one man out, and the batter is Charlie Neal. Score of the ball game all tied up at 1-1, top half of the fifth inning. Boucher now 0 for 2. He came up to this turn at bat, batting 193. Here is Charlie Neal. Charlie hit into a double play his last time up. Right back to the pitcher. He brings a 288 batting average up to the plate. First pitch to him is outside a ball. Neal decoyed the bunt, trying to draw Gilliam in at third base. Gilliam playing about five steps back at third. Charlie Neal against his former teammates. Next pitch to him, a strike call. One ball, one strike. Dodgers went out in front in the third inning when they scored their only run of the ball game. That came on a base hit by Wills, a balk, and a double by Jim Gilliam. Next pitch to Neal is inside tight, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Then the Mets came back to tie it up in the top of the fourth on a triple by Richie Ashburn and a single through the middle by Joe Christopher. That was Christopher's first run batted in the season. Now the big right-hander back to Charlie Neal. A big swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. One out. Charlie playing at second base, a right-handed batter. Drysdale with his next pitch misses with a slider that's outside. Ball three. So now they count all the way out at three balls and two strikes. The on-deck batter is Sammy Taylor. Charlie with four home runs and 17 runs batted in. As Drysdale swings and throws, it's fouled away. So the count will stay at 3-2. Don Drysdale makes his home right here in Southern California. He went to school in Van Nuys, which is a suburb, actually, of the Los Angeles City area. Not too far from the ballpark. 3-2 pitch to Charlie Neal. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Drysdale picks up his third strikeout in the ball game, picks up the second out of the inning, and it brings up Sammy Taylor.
Number 16, Sammy Taylor.
Thank you. Sammy hit a sharp ball right back to the mound. It was deflected by Drysdale just enough in order for Maury Wills at shortstop to make the play at first to get Taylor out. So he is 0 for 1, batting 217. Bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch is strike call. Drysdale, when he went to high school, was not anywhere near the size he is now. He grew all of a sudden after he got out. Next pitch is fouled back in the screen. Strike two. Don does a little TV work in the wintertime.
Several of the Dodger players work in the movies as bit players and also on television. There's the next pitch to Taylor. Again, fouled straight back. So the count a hold at 0-2. There is no netting at all above the screen area right straight back of home plate, so everything that comes over the top of the screen, the backstop, goes into the stands. So you scramble for your life for a National League Baseball. Next pitch to Taylor inside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Ball game all tied up at 1-1. Now the big right-hander to Sammy Taylor. Outside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The Dodger rundown in Drysdale says he's a stockholder that invests in only blue chips. Next pitch is inside. So now Drysdale, who had a no-ball, two-strike count, has worked it all the way down the line at three balls and two. Two men down. A 1-1 game. The on-deck batter is Felix Mantilla. And the full count pitch is hit sharply right back to the middle. Wills over to his left behind second. Up and over high to first base. And a tag there by Fairley, and the man is out. Wills made a great play coming up with the ball. Threw in a hurry and threw high. And Fairley went high in the air to pull it down and tagged. Sammy Taylor, as he went by, tagged him on the knee and knocked him down to get out number three. So for the New York Mets in their half of the fifth, three up and three down, and the score at the end, a 4 1/2 innings of play. The New York Mets won, the L.A. Dodgers won. To be successful, a drag bunt takes a perfect touch. Too strong a tap, and the infielder can make the play at first. Too light a tap, and the catcher or pitcher can toss the batter out. But give it the touch that's right, and it's a sure hit. It's the same story with cigarettes, too. Listen.
If your filter cigarette is tasting too strong, don't you sometimes wonder if your brand is wrong?
Well, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong.
Not too light. Viceroy's got it.
The taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
So don't get caught short on flavor, my friend. Treat yourself to one that's sure to make a hit with your taste. Viceroy. But do it the way that lets your taste make an honest decision. Smoke all seven leading filler cigarettes, and I'll bet you'll find some taste too strong, some too light. But Viceroy's got the taste that's right. And right now, we're moving to the bottom half of the fifth inning in a ball game that shows the New York Mets with one run on two hits, the L.A. Dodgers with one run on five. And coming up to bat for the Dodgers in their half will be Don Drysdale leading off. He'll be followed by Maury Wills and Jim Gillian. Drysdale hit right back to the pitcher, his only time up in the ball game. He's batting .333 for the year. Right-handed batter, and Roger Craig's first pitch is popped up high in the air on the first base side. Coming into foul territory, Ed Boucher. And he drops the ball. It scored as an error on Ed Boucher. He was under the ball all the way. Had his hands up above his head. And the ball popped right out of his glove, and believe me, there isn't anybody that who would rather hide right now than Ed Boucher. That gives Drysdale a life, and the count now is 0-1. Craig back to the plate, a curveball breaking over, strike two call. Roger Craig, through four innings, has given up one run on five hits. He struck out no one. Walk one. Next pitch, a fast slider just too low. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Drysdale has good power. He hits quite a few home runs for a pitcher. Ballpark here down the line, pretty tough. Left center is 390. That's the home run alley. Same in right center, so that's not too far. Dead center field, 410. Directly back of the left fielder, it's 370. There's a curve that's outside. So So the count now, 2-2. 1-1 game. Bottom half of the fifth. Drysdale leading off for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers will be seen in the Polo Grounds as of May 30th. Not too far off. Better get your tickets for that one. Doubleheader, Memorial Day. There's a swing and a foul back on the screen. On May 31st, they'll play a single game at night. So a big three-game series. Brooklyn Dodgers returning to the Polo Grounds as the Los Angeles Dodgers. Two balls and two strikes as Roger Craig comes back to Drysdale. Two low. So the count now goes full 3-2. The on-deck batter, Maury Wills. Maury was involved in the only run of the ball game for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was driven in by Jim Gillian. 3-2 pitch to Drysdale. Hit sharply to Mantilla. He takes it on the first bounce. Lobs over to first base to Boucher. And Drysdale is out for the first out here in the bottom of the fifth. So the error by Boucher erased by Felix Mantilla. No damage done. And the batter coming on now is Maury Wells. Maury was out on a tap back to the pitcher. Roger Craig took it and beat Wills to first base. No mean feat in itself. Wills can really fly. Then he singled to left center field. Took second on a balk when Roger Craig bulldogged him for about 8 times at first base. And scored on Gilliam's double. He's a left-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher. Switch hitter, Maury Wills. And he takes the first pitch and hits it foul to the left side for strike one. Wills batting 233, 1-2 tonight. He has stolen 19 bases in a row so far this year. Been thrown out once. That was his first attempt. This fellow learned how to hit left-handed all of a sudden. Pitch to him is low, ball one. One ball, one strike. He converted when he was in AAA baseball to a switch hitter. Up till that time, he'd batted right-handed all his life. He wanted to take advantage of his enormous speed. Craig back to Wills. Low, ball two. 2-1. Felix Mantilla at third base, playing about 70 feet away, now moving even closer. He can bunt that way. Infield shortened up against the speed. There's a sharp ground ball to Elio Chacon. He takes it off the grass. Throws the first base in time for out number two. That ball was well hit, but Chacon took it just to his left. So two up and two down, and Jim Gilliam steps in. Jim has walked, and he has doubled to left center. Richie Ashburn almost made a great shoestring catch on the ball. That double scored the only run of the game for the Dodgers. Mets also have one. It's a 1-1 game. Gilliam batting 271, left-handed batter. Next pitch to him is a strike call. Gilliam, too, is a switch hitter. Roger Craig working in the bottom of the fifth inning. And back to Gilliam, a hard ground ball to Neal's right. He can't get it. He goes on through into center field. Gilliam rounds and holds there as the throw comes in from Joe Christopher, who moved over to pick up the ground ball. So Gilliam now a perfect night, 2-2. That's hit number 6 off Roger Craig, and it brings up Willie Davis. Willie is 0-2 tonight. He started the ball game with a 341 average. He is now down to 336. Left-handed batter with tremendous speed. Dodger ball club, a fastman. Craig with his first pitch is popped up high in the air. Neal back on the grass about 2 steps will be under the ball. And he makes the catch, and that retires the side. So in the inning, Roger Craig allowed no runs on 1 hit. There was 1 error. 1 man left in the score at the end of 5 innings of play. The New York Mets won. The Los Angeles Dodgers won. But here it's a 1-1 game as Felix Mantilla steps in the batter's box against Don Drysdale.
Felix struck out, his only time up. He tries to check in a swing and fouls the ball back into the stands for strike one. Mantilla batting 302. Drysdale, through five innings, has given up one run and only two hits. Next pitch to Mantilla, called strike, a curveball. He has struck out three, walked none. Mantilla batting from the right-hand side against the right-hander. And the next pitch to him, call strike three. And Mantilla just takes off to the dugout as Drysdale catches the outside corner at the letters for fastball and strike three. Strikeout number four, the batter now, Roger Gray.
Roger Gray.
Roger grounded out to the second baseman. He is 0 for 1. He's looking for his first hit in the 1962 season. He's been at bat nine times. Greg bats from the right-hand side. He'll be followed by Richie Ashburn. It's a 1-1 game, top of the sixth inning. First pitch by Drysdale, a strike called the knees. Drysdale is tough for one reason. Well, I should say more than one, but mainly because he crossfires. He steps across his body and throws from a three-quarter sidearm motion, which is real tough on a right-hander. There's a curve swung on a miss, like two. Of course, the other reason, he throws hard. He's known to be purposely wild. There's a pitch that's outside. One ball, two strikes. Right-handers have no picnic against Don Drysdale. Now the right-hander back to Roger Craig. Call strike three, curveball breaking right over. So that's Drysdale's fifth strikeout, his second this inning, and it brings up Richie Ashburn. Drysdale has been compared many times to Yul Blackwell, but he actually doesn't throw the same way. Blackwell had much more motion than he was more sidearm. He stepped further across. Blackwell, certainly one of the all-time great right-handers. And Drysdale probably will go in the books the same way. First pitch to Ashburn, a strike call. Richie tripled to left field, right down the left field line, scored the only run for the Mets when he was driven in by Joe Christopher. He's batting 326, one for two tonight. Dodgers claim to hit the ball to left field. Drysdale starts to swing, but then stops and starts again, and Ashburn backs away. Ashburn takes the next pitch and strike two call. So Drysdale, working a fast sixth inning, has two strikeouts and two strikes on the third. Richie playing in center field. Bats from the left-hand side. And the two-strike pitch to him. Swung on, missed. Gets away from Roseboro. He picks it up. Throws the first base wide, but Ferry takes it, then steps on the bag. So Drysdale completes the inning by striking out the side. His sixth strikeout in the ballgame. And in the inning for the New York Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors. And the score at the end, a 5 1/2 innings of play. The New York Mets won, the Los Angeles Dodgers won. And now some musical words of wisdom from Vic Damone.
Ask me, Vic Damone, what beer to buy. I'll tell you. That Rheingold Extra Dry, now that's the beer to buy. Its flavor's brisk and bright, and clearly extra dry. It's New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and true. That's Rheingold Extra Dry. The taste of Rheingold's bright, because it's brewed just right. Brewed long and slow for flavor, clean and extra dry. That Rheingold Extra Dry, now that's the beer to buy. It's extra dry, that's why. Have some Rheingold beer tonight. It's
New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and true. Have a Rheingold beer tonight.
Back now to the ball game in Chevis Ravine, Los Angeles, or Dodger Stadium, whichever you prefer. And the first batter to face Roger Craig will be Tommy Davis. And he takes on the outside corner, strike one. Sort of interesting to know, the Los Angeles Angels, who also play their ball game here, refuse to call it Dodger Stadium. That's what it's been named by Walter O'Malley. They call it Chevis Ravine, which is the area the stadium is located in. Next pitch to Tommy Davis is down low. One ball, one strike. Originally, this was nothing but a hilly kind of a territory where we used to hunt rabbits around here, and it's been converted into one of the most beautiful stadiums in the world. 1-1 pitch to Davis. Swung on a miss, strike two. They had to move about 9 million yards of dirt up here to flatten it all out and get it in shape, which they certainly have done. About 5 minutes from the Civic Center of Los Angeles, California. 1-2 pitch to Davis. Bounced down to third, but going foul. Another count will hold at 1-2. But no matter what Mr. O'Malley calls it, the Los Angeles Angels call it Chevis Ravine Stadium. The Angels, incidentally, lost to Washington 7-2 today. Now Roger Craig back to Davis. A line shot into right center field. Taken on one hop by Christopher, and Davis pulls up at first base with his first base hit. That's hit number 7 off Roger Craig. And Davis leading off in the bottom half of the sixth inning with a score tied at 1-1. Leads off with a single. That brings up Ron Fairley, who is 2-for-2. Ron came into the game batting .236. He has now upped his average to .263. Left-handed batter off the campus of the University of Southern California. Roger Craig with a fastball outside, ball one. Pitch was up and out. Could have been a pitch out. Tommy Davis at first base can run. Now Craig checking his runner, throws to first base, but Davis gets back. Fairly a left-handed batter, and another throw to first, and again Davis back as Boucher makes the late tag. Craig has been very active at first base, trying to hold the runner's side. Next pitch is outside. Throw the count now, 2-0. Craig into the set position, and to the plate as Davis goes. The pitch is hit high in the air to shallow center field. Coming on is Thomas. He is right in center field. He makes the catch, and Davis is chased back to first base. So on the hit-and-run play, Fairley can't make it, and while we have a few seconds here, we pause for station identification.
At the 810 spot on your radio dial, this is WGY's Connectivity.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, in the first meeting between these two clubs in the history of the two clubs. And the batter now for the Los Angeles Dodgers, with one out in the bottom of the sixth, the score tied 1-1 is Frank Howard. Roger Craig with his first pitch. It's hit to right field, chasing Christopher over near the line. He'll have to go to get to it. He can't get it. Ball bounces away, coming around from first base. Tommy Davis, he's being held now, third, and Rogers. Frank Howard, who had gone on down almost halfway to third, had to get back into second as the throw came on in. Howard slicing the double to right field with the outfield played all the way around the left, looking for him to pull. Now the Dodgers have runners at second and third base with one out, and the batter coming in is John Roseboro. That's the second hit of the evening for Frank Howard. The
big fellow who the Dodgers have put so much weight on. They're looking for him all the time to bust out as one of the top home run hitters in baseball. Here's John Roseboro. John is 0 for 2. He lined this short and hit into a double play. Batting 275 from the left-hand side. Infield playing in. Roger Craig working with runners at second and third. In trouble now. The first pitch is hit sharply to Boucher. Takes it in the air. Throws to second base. In time. A double play. And Frank Howard getting back to second base late as Boucher looked around to throw. He started to throw to second base to Chacon. It's a double play. And that ends the inning. And Roger Craig gets out of a tough situation. In the inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. One man left. And the score at the end of six innings of play, the New York Mets won. The Los Angeles Dodgers won. You know, when San Francisco's Giants come into the Polo Grounds for a weekend series following the holiday invasion by the Dodgers, Willie Mays, certainly baseball's most exciting player, you won't get an argument there, will be in familiar territory, but several of the Giants stars never played in the Polo Grounds before. Fellows like Orlando Cepeda, one of the all-time great newcomers in baseball. He's been picked by many to hit over 60 home runs in one season. And he's the favorite just about every year now to win the National League home run title. You know, he's never played in the Polo Grounds, and there are several others. Felipe Lou, who is another very exciting Giant player. Willie McCovey. You can name quite a few. And, of course, you'll be seeing Al Dark back in there. Dark, a member of that great team in 1951. All this coming up in the Polo Grounds when the New York Mets return with the first series against the Los Angeles Dodgers on May 30th. And after that series, which ends on the 31st, June 1st, the San Francisco Giants in for the first time. All you Giant fans, I'm sure, will want to see that one. And you can get tickets at three convenient locations at the Polo Grounds or downtown at Grand Central Station. That's over on the Vanderbilt side, or at the Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Waiting Room. You can make your ticket reservations at any of the Howard clothing stores throughout the area. Yes, sir, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants coming in. And now coming in to tell you all about the ball game here in Chevis Ravine, that's what we call it here, man, is Bob Murphy.
Okay, Ralph, thank you. Little Elio Chacon will be leading off in the seventh inning. Elio 0 for 2 in tonight's ball game. He has been just as busy as you can be in the field, and his fielding has been not only dashing, it's been spectacular. It's been just about every superlative you want to attach to it for the last week. Don Drysdale winding. Down comes the pitch. Whacked foul going over toward the Dodger dugout. No play. The game last night in Houston, Elio had eight chances, which he handled without a flaw, and about four of the eight were difficult. And he's already handled eight chances in this game tonight. Elio hitting at 241. He bunts the ball down the third baseline. Coming in for it is Gilliam. He throws to first in time. Elio trying to bunt his way on, but he bunted kind of a line drive about halfway down the line. And Gilliam throws him out. One out and nobody on. The hitter will be Joe Christopher. Joe singled up the middle, driving in Richie Ashburn with the tying run for the New York Mets in the fourth inning. The game tied 1-1. We're at the top of the seventh. Here's the wind-up pitch by Drysdale. Breaking ball outside and low. One ball and no strikes. Now, Sally Hemus clapping his hands together, shouting the encouragement from the Lions at third. The 1-1 delivery. Christopher checks the swing. It breaks outside. Two balls, one strike. We'll be broadcasting all three games of the series. Broadcast time in New York, 10:55, and we'll be televising the Friday night game. And the ball is popped up to shallow right center field. Here comes Howard. Here comes Willie Davis. And it's Willie Davis who runs it down for the out.
Willie Davis turning on that speed to reach the ball in shallow right center field. He just ran right by Frank Howard, swept in front of him, and picked it off on the dead run. Two outs, nobody on. Frank Thomas sitting. Frank 0 for 2. Frank was robbed of a home run his last time up, but they put the shift on against him. He holds up. It's outside, ball one. Three infielders over on the left side of the infield now against Thomas. With nobody on, they move everybody over there. The outfield deep and around toward left. Now Drysdale cranking up. In comes his pitch. Mean fastball that's outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Tommy Davis went over to the field boxes, draped himself over the railing, reached high and made a one-handed grab to take a home run away from him. Ball three. 3-0, Drysdale behind on Frank Thomas now. Frank hitting at 324 with 11 home runs and 27 runs batted in. Pitching 3-0. Swing and a line drive into left field, a base hit. Up with the ball is Tommy Davis. And Frank on the green light on 3-0 singles to left field. And so he extends his consecutive game batting streak. Thomas now has hit safely in 12 straight games. Felix Mantilla owns the longest consecutive game streak of the year for the Mets. Felix had a 14-game streak now ended. Now Ed Boucher is up, jumps back and takes inside, ball one. Ed reached safely on an error charge to Drysdale in the second. And was put out unassisted by Ron Fairley, the first baseman, his second time up. The 1-1 delivery off the outside corner. Check that, make it ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Charlie Neal waiting on deck. Game tied 1-1. We're in the top of the seventh. Pitch to Boucher. He lets it go, and it's a little bit high. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Now a 3-0 pitch. He takes all away and it's over. A strike on the outside corner. 3-1. Ron Fairley holding against Frank Thomas at first. They play Boucher to pull. Mari Will shaded way over toward second. Now Drysdale steps off. Line drive single to left on 3-0 by Thomas was the third hit in the game off Drysdale. Thomas with his lead. A throw to first. He gets back just in time. Roger Craig and Don Drysdale keeping a mighty close eye on the base runners at first tonight. Pitching 3-1. Ball four is outside. Boucher walks. That moves Thomas over to second and brings up Charlie Neal. That is the first walk surrendered by Drysdale, and Neal comes up with two men on. Boucher has had a good eye at the plate. He's been drawing a lot of walks in proportion to his total times at bat. Runners on first and second. Two men down. Now Charlie Neal batting against Don Drysdale. Charlie, a six-year veteran with the Dodgers before coming to the Mets. Here's the pitch to him. Inside, he had to kind of turn and get out of the way of that one. Drysdale had a lot on the pitch, and the count one ball and no strikes. Willie Davis playing a little bit over toward right center against Charlie. Neal well back to the plate. Feet wide apart, cocks the bat. Pitch on the way. A foul ball whacked back toward the press box, and this will be out of play.
beautiful new Dodger Stadium. There are actually six levels that the spectators enjoy the game from. The lowest level is on the same level with the dugouts. I imagine those folks sitting the dugout floor exactly even with the floor of the box seats they occupy are watching a ball game the way the players have been seeing it for years from the dugout, and they're kind of looking up. Now Drysdale has to throw the ball in to Al Barley because Charlie Neal wants him to take a look at it. One ball, one strike to Neal. Thomas and Boucher take a lead. The pitch thrown, fouled again back toward the uppermost deck. It'll be out of play. Fairly high to the very top upper deck, and not too many foul balls go up in that area. Game tied, 1-1. We're in the top of the seventh. Mets with a scoring threat, and the pitch by Drysdale is fouled. He just got a piece of that one coming back toward the screen. The Phillies are leading the San Francisco Giants 5-1 at the end of 4.5 innings. Neal trying to guard the plate. Behind on the count. One ball and two strikes. Thomas leads off second. Boucher off first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Drysdale fanning Charlie Neal with a real blazer. His seventh strike out of the game. No runs. One hit. No errors. Two left on. And now at the end of 6.5 innings, the score. The New York Mets 1 and the Los Angeles Dodgers 1. So here on the West Coast, it's the seventh inning stretch. The folks here are all standing up and kind of stretching out. Ralph, I wonder what the fans back in New York are doing.
Well, Bob, they've been doing the same thing, I think, every day now. They were stretching out for glasses of Rheingold Extra Dry.
Right you are. And comes the seventh inning or any inning, more fans stretch out for Rheingold than any other beer.
And that's because Rheingold is New York's favorite beer.
You know, it's easy to see why. In fact, Dry tells you why. Yes, sir, Extra Dry tells you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Rheingold is brewed of the choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costlier way. And that's what makes Rheingold Extra Dry such a wonderful beer. Wonderful because it's so much more refreshing. And more refreshing because it's extra dry. Right, Ralph?
That's right, Bob. So, folks, why not enjoy a fine cold glass of Rheingold along with our diamond doings right here in Chevis Ravine? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer.
Now Larry Burright leads off the home seventh inning for the Dodgers against Roger Craig. Roger out of his windup, in comes his pitch. A ground ball slapped to short. Elio Chacon is up with it. Here's the peg. In time, and Burright is out. So Larry Burright, who came into this game hitting over 400 in 14 games as a starter, has been held in check three times by Roger Craig. So Elio Chacon has had 9 chances in this game. Now here's Don Drysdale getting a hand as he comes on to hit. Drysdale hitting at 320. Drysdale 0 for 2. Has been thrown out by Roger Craig and tossed out by third baseman Felix Mantilla. Fans, those of you now who will be driving to the big series between the Dodgers and the Mets and the Giants and the Mets at the Polo Grounds, remember that for all home games at the Polo Grounds, the Yankee parking facilities will be open. Ground ball raked towards short. Chacon to his left. Glove hands the ball. Flips to Neal. Charlie has no chance to make a play. A great effort by Elio Chacon.
Finally running at full speed, Elio came up with the ball somehow. Knew he had no chance at all to throw to first base, so he flipped it to Neil and left it up to Charlie to see whether or not he had a chance, and they didn't. So it's a base hit for Don Drysdale. Now the top of the batting order for the Dodgers, they'll have their shortstop, Maury Wills, coming up. Maury hitting at 234. Has one hit and three times up, and he scored the lone Dodger run in the game back in the third inning. The Mets then tied the game up in the fourth on a triple by Richie Ashburn and a run-producing base hit by Joe Christopher. Outside, ball one. Jim Gilliam waiting on deck. Gilliam knocked in the lone Dodger run. There goes Drysdale, hit and run, swing and a miss, take by Taylor to the slide. He is out at second base. Elio Chacon putting the tag on Drysdale. They put on the hit and run, but Maury Wills swung and missed, and Sammy Taylor rifled it down to Chacon, and they had Drysdale. Two outs, nobody on now in the last of the seventh inning. One ball and one strike on the left-handed hitting Maury Wills. Maury actually a switcher up there batting left-handed against Roger Craig. Now Roger turns around to scan the defense. I believe he wants Christopher a little bit more toward right center and not quite so deep. The 1-1 pitch, inside and low. Greg out of his windup delivers a bounding ball hit towards short. Chacon takes it. He'll have to hurry. Throws. He's out at first base. Elio Chacon with a powerful throw against a very, very speedy Maury Wills. He went in behind Mantillo, tried to cut the ball off, and threw him out. Elio Chacon has 11 chances to date in this game. In the seventh inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. And now at the end of seven, the score, the New York Mets won, and the Los Angeles Dodgers won. Folks, remember that following the seven big games in the Polo Grounds, starting on Memorial Day against the Dodgers and the Giants, that the Mets go out only briefly on the next road trip. They'll go to Philadelphia, Chicago, and Houston and come right back to open their homestand against the Chicago Cubs on the 15th of June. They'll play the Cubs, the Braves, and the Colt 45s on that homestand that opens on June 15th. Make your ticket plans and reservations right now. Boy, those Chicago Cubs are really hitting home runs. They're pitching, starting to come around a little bit, but the hitting of Billy Williams, Ernie Banks, and George Altman has been a sensational thing over the last 2 weeks. Now we'll be going along to the eighth inning. The New York Mets coming up against Don Drysdale, hoping to break the deadlock. The paid attendance figure has been posted for tonight's game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And to tell us all about it and carry along the excitement here at Dodger Stadium, here again is Lindsey Nelson.
Thanks very much, Bob Murphy. 19,885 here on hand at Casey Stengel Night at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. As the New York Mets come up here now in the top half of the eighth inning, and they're sending up the catcher, Sammy Taylor. He's a left-hand batter who was stroking a hot bat in the Houston series. Tonight, he is nothing for two, facing right-hander Don Drysdale. Drysdale is into the windup, and here's the pitch to Taylor. Swung on, has a fly ball going to right field. Moving over is big Frank Howard. And now Willie Davis comes, and Howard stops and starts again to make the catch for the out. Howard started on, stopped, thinking that Willie Davis had called, and apparently Davis told him to come on because he started again at the last moment and hauled it down for the out. A little mix-up between Willie Davis and Frank Howard, but no damage done as far as the Dodgers are concerned because Taylor has flied out to Howard. One away, and Felix Mantilla is up. He's been up twice and struck out both times. Against side-arming right-hander Don Drysdale, who has struck out six and walked only one here tonight. Drysdale came into the game with a record of 5 victories and 3 losses. East sidearm was one outside for a ball. In the bottom half of the 7th inning, Sammy Taylor threw out Don Drysdale, stealing at second, and that put an end to a streak of 15 consecutive stolen bases in this homestand by the Dodgers as a swing and a foul ball. Back and ricochets back onto the playing field where it is finally retrieved by Ron Fairley. He gives it over to Shag Crawford, the umpire at first, to examine, and Crawford's throwing it out of the ballgame. So Al Barley, the umpire behind the plate, puts another ball in play. It's one ball and one strike to Felix Mantilla. Score tied here, 1-1. Drysdale again is set to work to Mantilla. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Through 7 innings of play, the New York Mets, 1 run on 3 hits and 1 error. For the Dodgers, 1 run on 9 hits and 1 error. Drysdale taking a moment now. Looking in to get a sign from catcher John Roseborough. Here's the pitch to Mantilla, swung on, and it's a foul ball coming back. It's out of play. And as Ralph Garner has pointed out, here at magnificent Dodger Stadium, the screen behind the plate simply rises straight up as a barrier, and then the area behind it is completely open so that any foul ball that clears the barrier falls into the seats, and it keeps fans pretty well alive behind home plate. Here's a swing and a ground ball back to Drysdale. Reaches high, hauls it down, fires on to first base to Ron Fairley in time. Mantilla has grounded out. Pitcher to first, two away. And Roger Craig comes out of the dugout. And as he is announced, he is getting a hand here at Dodger Stadium. Craig, of course, spent many years with the Dodgers, figured prominently in 2 pennant races. 1955 he came on, and helped the Dodgers considerably to the National League pennant and did it again in 1959. Coming up here now with 2 men out and nobody on base for the New York Mets, batting in the top half of the 8th inning. Drysdale into the windup, and here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball right back to Drysdale, a comebacker. He waits for Fairley to cover. Touches over to first base, and he makes Craig run this one out. He holds on and makes Roger Craig run this one out, just as Craig did to him earlier in the ballgame. And so, in the top half of the 8th inning, Drysdale got the Mets out in order with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of 7 1/2 innings of play at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, the score is New York Mets 1, the Los Angeles Dodgers 1, and now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
The last of the ninth, score 3-0. The bases were loaded, then wouldn't you know? 2 men fanned, they missed by a mile. Then Casey stepped up to the plate with a smile.
Now, Casey smokes filters, but knows it's true that even some filters are rough on you, while other brands in the filter crowd are just like smoking a warmed-over cloud. But Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong,
not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
Well, Casey won the game with his longest homer yet. The manager's daughter said,
"Have a cigarette?"
Today they're a family with a girl and a boy, and it all began with a Viceroy.
That's right.
So Casey wants you to know, and he'll take all bets. If you smoke all 7 filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
In Los Angeles, California, we are going now to the bottom half of the 8th inning, and Jim Gilliam, batting number 2 in the batting order, is up to lead off for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's a switch hitter, batting left, of course, against right-hander Roger Craig. And at third base, Felix Mantilla. In a few steps on the edge of the grass, here's a ground ball going through the hole into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher comes down up with it, fires it on. And Jim Gilliam opens up the bottom half of the 8th inning with a ground single to right. That is Gilliam's third hit of the night. He walked, doubled to drive in a run, single and single. So he is 3 for 3 in a walk tonight. Here is Willie Davis, a left-hand batter at the plate. Nothing for 3 tonight. Story tied here, 1-1. Craig is into the stretch. Here's a pitch, and it is bunted down the first baseline. Foul ball. Manager Walter Alston of the Los Angeles Dodgers put in on the sacrifice sign that time, trying to get Gilliam down into scoring position at second. We're in a 1-1 ball game late, bottom half of the eighth inning. Willie Davis came into the ballgame with a 341 batting average. It's 333 right now. And he has speed to spare. Boucher started to break in. Craig stepped off the rubber. Now Boucher back. Here's pitch. It is bended up into the air. Foul ball back and out of play. No chance for Taylor to get to it. As it hit in front of the Barry and then rolled up over the screen that is on top of the field boxes and on back across the concrete top there into the first row of the stands. Incidentally, there are six rows in these stands if you count the field boxes. Here is the pitch now to Willie Davis. It's outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Davis. To Jim Gilliam, the base runner at first. Willie Davis looking down to Leo DeRocher, the coach at third. Greg Malevi is the coach at first. Greg taking a long time to get the sign from Sammy Taylor. And so, Willie Davis steps out of the batter's box and time is called. Now, as Davis gets ready to come back in, Roger Craig steps down off the rubber. Straightens out the dirt where he's been striding out there on the mound, rubs up the ball, goes to the rosin bag. Now he's into the stretch, and here's the pitch. Swung on a ground ball up the middle. Chacon going well, but can't get to it. It's through the middle, and Gilliam's on the way to third. Ashman bobbles the ball, picks it up, fires it into second, and he's safe at second base. Runners at second and third. Willie Davis rounded first, kept right on tearing into second. Gilliam had got on to third. It's going to be scored as a hit and an error. The error for allowing Willie Davis to move on down to second base. Richie Ashburn in center field charging the ball, trying to come up with it in a hurry. Could not find the handle, bobbled it once, and then came up and fired on to second. Not in time to get Davis. So now the Dodgers have runners at second and third. Nobody out in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And cleanup batter Tommy Davis is coming up. That ball was smacked squarely up the middle. Elio Chacon actually went up on the right side of second to try to flag it. And the backhanded stab, he could not get to it. Jim McKenzie and Craig Anderson now throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. During the bottom half of the eighth inning. Tommy Davis grounded out, popped out, and single. He's one for three tonight. Time call now by Ed Boucher down at first base. As he is looking into the dugout to Casey Stengel to see exactly what Casey wants done in this situation. And they're going to put him out at first base. He's going to be intentionally passed. Casey wants Tommy Davis intentionally passed here. With first base open, nobody out. Set up a play at every base. On deck is Ron Fairley. But Tommy Davis has been intentionally walked. To load the bases, barely single, single, and slide to left. He bats number five in the batting order. Roger Craig in a spot here in the bottom half of the eighth inning of a ball game that's tied 1-1. He has battled these Los Angeles Dodgers all night long. New York Mets bring the infield in now. Hoping for the force play at the plate. As Craig works for the windup on Fairley. Pitch misses outside for ball one. Ron Fairley, a bonus player with the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 1959 pennant winning season. He had been an All-American baseball player at the University of Southern California right here in town in Los Angeles. Came into the majors with a great deal of poise for a college boy. Craig winds and fires. Pitch misses outside, ball two. It's 2-0 now to Fairley. Frank Howard is on deck for the Dodgers. Elio Chacon has gone in out of the mound. Says something to Craig and turn runs back to his position at shortstop. Outfield is shaded around toward right on Ron Fairley. Two balls and no strikes to count. Bases loaded for the Dodgers with nobody out. The bottom half of the eighth inning. Craig with a 2-0 pitch. Swung out and missed. 2-1 to count. Jim Gilliam, the base runner at third. Willie Davis at second. Tommy Davis at first. Good speed on the bases for the Dodgers. Dodgers came into this series, of course, off a hot streak, beating the Giants in two straight. Alvin Dark said the Giants happened to catch the Dodgers when they were extremely hot. Here's a swing and a fly ball. It's going out into left field. Frank Thomas going back. Gilliam is tagged at third. Thomas makes the catch. Gilliam tags and comes on. Willie Davis tags and moves on to third base. As the relay comes in to Elio Chacon. So the score is 2-1. Runners at first and third now. Sacrifice fly to deep left field by Ron Fairley, and a run batted in, credited to Fairley. As Jim Gilliam tagged up and scored, Willie Davis tagged up at second, came on taking the wide turn at third. Coach Leo DeRocher down, talking to Willie Davis now off the bag at third. Frank Thomas went back to make the catch and fired it on to Elio Chacon, the shortstop. Chacon has a good strong arm, and they like to get him out there on the relay whenever possible. Played the outfield in the Winter League this past year. One man out, runners at first and third. The Dodgers lead 2-1, and Frank Howard's coming up. Has a single and a double tonight. He's 2-for-3. He was an added starter tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The initial lineup posted in the dugout during batting practice had Wally Moon in right field. Here's a swing and a ground ball to Mantilla. He goes to Neal. He's out at second, relay to first. Safe at first base. He was in the dirt, and Boucher tried to scoop it out, and the ball popped out of his glove as he tried to scoop it out. There had been no sign to the umpire to indicate anything at that time, so on at first base is Howard, as another run is scored. Willie Davis crossing the plate. Howard has forced Tommy Davis. The play there going from Mantilla at third to Charlie Neal at second. Neal made the pivot and take, but he was low and in the dirt, and not in time to complete the double play. So Frank Howard has simply forced Davis. Two men out. He is on at first. The Dodgers lead by a score of 3-1. And here is John Roseboro, left-hand batter at the plate. The pitch is outside for a ball. Roger Craig on the mound. He has the sign into the stretch. Howard leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt, and he's coming on back at Taylor. Howard throwing to second base. Taylor has no throw. He sidearms it simply back to the mound to Roger Craig. Umpire Ed Fargo at second. Asked to see the ball, and he's going to throw that one out. It is scored as a wild pitch, charged against Roger Craig. And it moves Frank Howard to second base with two men out. Count two balls and no strikes. Now a pinch runner, Tim Harkness. Tim Harkness running for Howard. Tim Harkness running for Frank Howard as manager Walter Austin goes to speed at second base with two men out and Roseboro at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Now just have two runs this inning, the bottom half of the eighth. Craig stretches and fires in there for a call strike. In case you have joined us along the way, the Los Angeles Dodgers scored first tonight. Maury Wills single moved to second on a balk and scored on a double by Jim Gilliam. But the New York Mets came right back to tie it up 1-1, and they have battled until right here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Here's a swing and a foul ball coming back and out of play. 2-2 the count now to John Roseboro. The Mets got their run in the top half of the fourth inning when Richie Ashburn tripled on the left field line. Joe Christopher singled him home. And then Frank Thomas missed a home run by the barest of margins when Tommy Davis leaned over into the left field seat at the barrier and hauled down the ball. Pitch is outside. It's 3-2 now. The John Roseborough. Larry Burright next up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Craig getting a sign from Sammy Taylor. Stretches now, checks Tim Harkness, the pinch runner at second. Wheels and fires to Chacon. He's safe at second base. Chacon taking it on the run, coming right across the bag. Roger Craig wheeling and firing it on back there to second. He comes down out of straighten up the dirt where he strides off the rubber. Chacon again runs Harkness back. There is no throw this time. Roger Craig steps off the rubber and bluffs him back. 3 balls and 2 strikes to John Roseborough at the plate with 2 men out. A pitch swung on and has a fly ball going deep to right center field. Ashburn is back there, and Richie Ashburn hauls it down for the out. So Roseborough has flied out, and in the bottom half of the eighth inning, the Los Angeles Dodgers got 2 runs on 2 hits. There was 1 error and 1 man left. So at the end of 8 full innings to play, the score is the Los Angeles Dodgers 3 and the New York Mets 1. In the American League, the New York Yankees defeated the Kansas City A's 13-7. The Cleveland Indians defeated the Chicago White Sox 5-4. The Washington Senators beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-2. Detroit at Baltimore postponed because of rain. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Minnesota Twins 6-1. Now for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tim Harkness is playing first base, and Ron Farrelly has moved out to right field, with Frank Howard, of course, out of the ballgame, having been removed for Harkness as a pinch runner. And for the New York Mets, in the top half of the ninth inning, it is Richie Ashburn, top of the batting order, up to lead off. The Mets trail by 2 runs. This is the first game of a 3-game series between these two teams, the Dodgers and the Mets. We'll be back here again tomorrow night. And again on Friday night. Friday night's game will be broadcast and telecast. We'll be on the air at 10:55 p.m. New York time. Here is Ashburn, who had the triple in the fourth inning and scored the run for the New York Mets. 1-for-3 tonight as Don Drysdale winds and fires in there for a call, strike one. New York Mets looking for a base runner some way here in the top half of the ninth inning, trailing by 2 runs. At third base, Jim Gilliam is in on the edge of the grass. That pitch is tight to Ashburn, backs him out of there, and it's 1-1. Drysdale has struck out 7, walked 1 here. That pitch is low for ball. 2-1 to Richie Ashburn, veteran outfielder of the New York Mets. New York Mets have been in the close ones right along, and this has been one of them. 3-1 to score. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 2-2 now to Ashburn. Took a healthy rip at that one. Elio Chacon is on deck to be followed by Joe Christopher. Casey Stengel night at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Now, Drysdale fires the ball in for umpire Al Barlick to look at it, as Ashburn is asking to take a look, and he is throwing this ball out. Found a dark spot or some imperfection, and he's throwing it out. Ashburn standing outside the batter's box, talking to umpire Al Barlick. Ron Peronoski is throwing in the bullpen, and now Ashburn asks Barlick to look at another one. He tosses this one in a little high to be fielded by John Roseborough. It rolls away, and now Barlick looks at this one also. Drysdale comes down to Barber a little bit himself, coming about halfway to the plate. Drysdale is a man with a short fuse. That has been part of his trouble during his major league career. He has a temper that blows in a moment, and Richie's trying to give him a little work out there. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's a windup and the pitch. Swung on as a ground ball to the right side. Harkness at first base has it. Comes over to make the play unassisted. Gets it by a step at first base. Ashburn has grounded out to first baseman Tim Harkness. One away, and Elio Chacon is coming up now for the Mets. He's nothing for three tonight. The New York Mets on their first swing to the West Coast, taking on the Dodgers in three games, and then they move on up to San Francisco to take on the San Francisco Giants in three games. And then they come home to take on first the Dodgers and then the Giants. Pitches in there for a call strike. This is the first of 13 consecutive games that the Mets will play with the Dodgers and Giants here in San Francisco and at the Polo Grounds. Sidearm pitch is low, and it's ball one. 1-1. Going back out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's getting set once again. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Drysdale. Low and away. For ball two, it's 2-1. One pitch in there for a call. Strike two. He sidearmed him in there. It's 2-2. And Elio turns and walks way back out of the batter's box. Looks down to Sally Hemus, the coach at third. Now he steps back in. Joe Christopher kneeling in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Dodgers 3 and the Mets 1 here in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's a drive going out into center field, and it is dipping in there for a base hit. Up with it is Willie Davis, fires it back in, and the New York Mets have a base runner. Elio Chacon with a single to center, and that brings up Joe Christopher. He is 1-3, 1-for-3 tonight. He singled to drive in the Mets run. He is up here now, situation. Tying run at the plate for the New York Mets in the top half of the ninth inning. Frank Thomas comes out of the dugout. Moving into the on-deck circle now. Right-hand batter Joe Christopher, up close to the plate. As John Drysdale is into the stretch, and here's the pitch to Christopher. Swung on and foul back into the stands and out of play. The New York Mets making a bid as they have so very many times this season. Late in the ballgame, batting here in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's Drysdale's pitch. That had him ducking. Christopher sitting down right there in the batter's box to get out of the way of that one. That is one ball and one strike. Quite a bit of comment caused here during the Giants series when Stan Williams had Willie Mays on his back a few times up there at the plate. Drysdale looking in intently to get the sign from catcher John Roseborough. Now, as he goes into the stretch, Christopher backs out. Of the last 11 Met games, 9 have been decided by one run. The Mets have won 6 of those. Mets trail by 2 here. Here's a pitch to Christopher. It's inside. He takes it. 2-1. Probable pitchers for tomorrow night, John Padres for the Dodgers and Bob Miller for the New York Mets. Elio Chacon takes the lead at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Christopher. Foul back and out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. The Los Angeles Dodgers playing here at Dodger Stadium for the first time this season. This stadium was opened up opening day of this year. The Dodgers played for 4 years in the Los Angeles Coliseum. This will be a 2-2 pitch from Drysdale. Swung on, it's a ground ball going to short. Wills has it. He flips it over to second to Burright. He's out. Throw to first. He's out. Double play. So Joe Christopher has hit into a game-ending double play that went from Maury Wills to Larry Burright to Tim Harkness. From short to second to first. And Drysdale has gone all the way to get his victory. As the New York Mets in the top half of the ninth inning got no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We'll be back in a moment with final totals and the summary of tonight's ball game. But right now, the final score, the Los Angeles Dodgers 3 and the New York Mets 1.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy a cold Rheingold while Peter Nero plays the Rheingold Rhapsody. Extra dry Rheingold beer.
It was a battle all the way here tonight as the Dodgers and the Mets met for the first time in baseball history, and the Dodgers won it by a score of 3-1. And to tell you something of how they did it, here is Ralph Kiner.
Well, Roger Craig pitched very good baseball out here in his first start against his former teammates. He only gave up 3 runs. But he ran into a fellow who pitched just a little bit better. It was a pitcher's duel all the way for 7 innings, a score 1-1 at the end of 7. But in the 8th inning, the Brooklyn Dodgers, the now Los Angeles Dodgers, broke out and scored 2 big runs to take the lead and win it by a score of 3-1. Jim Gilliam led off the 8th with a single. That was his 3rd straight hit. He also walked, so he was on base 4 consecutive times. He then was moved down to 3rd base. When Willie Davis singled to center field after trying to bunt and working the count to 2 strikes. And then they walked Tommy Davis intentionally to load the bases up after Willie Davis had gone to 2nd on an error. And then Ron Fairley, who also had a big night, hit a sacrifice fly to deep left field to score the tie-breaking run. Frank Howard then hit into a attempt of a double play. It was not pulled off, and while they were trying to make 2, the 3rd run of the ball game scored to give the Los Angeles Dodgers enough of a lead that the Mets could never overhaul. Don Drysdale, in 7 of the 9 innings, got the side out 1-2-3, which gives you an indication of how well he pitched. Only in the 4th inning, when the New York Mets scored their only run, when Richie Ashburn tripled to left field and scored in a single by Joe Christopher, and also in the 7th inning, when the Mets left 2 men on base, did the Mets leave any runners on base or get any runners across home plate. Drysdale gave up 1 run on 4 hits. He struck out 7. He walked only 1 batter in the ball game. Roger Craig went all the way for the New York Mets. He gave up 3 runs on a total of 11 hits. He did not strike out a batter. He walked 2. And that's just about the story of a well-played ball game all the way. The Mets today also acquired Willie Hunter, a left-handed pitcher from the Dodgers. He was at Omaha in the American Association. He'll join the team on Friday. It was a cash purchase. The game pitchers tomorrow will be Bob Miller. He has not won a game. He's lost 2. Johnny Padres will be going for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game time will be at 10:55. Well, that wraps up another New York Mets game. Sure hope you enjoyed it.